that little reel, 1.5 million views. The
Yes.
interesting part I noticed was most of those views were on Facebook.
What?
Yeah, because on Instagram and Facebook are connected,
Yeah,
obviously. And so Facebook will show Instagram reels from Instagram on Facebook. And if you click on them, it will technically like take them to Instagram. The world has changed so much. Everything's online and everyone's attention span has shortened. Instagram, TikTok is now the way we communicate.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson, the mother-daughter team at Everything Envy.
Former professional home organizers turned content creators.
In this podcast, we talk about the behind the scenes of our growing business and how we figure out how to navigate through the constant changes in social media.
Welcome to the Everything Envy podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
We were just talking about baby update stuff.
Yes.
Stetson knows has a little secret that she's not telling the rest of our family.
No, I just had my 20-week anatomy scan today. Can't believe it's already been 20 weeks.
I cannot believe
weeks.
It either.
Literally, time has gone by so quick.
I know. Well, we've had
extremely quick.
When I was talking to Mike about this, about how fast it's been going, we had some business trips in there.
Yeah.
Like when you, like you knew
in
for a little
August.
Bit and didn't tell us for a little
Yeah.
bit, but we had business trips. Plus we had a Prime Day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We had all the sales going on. We had a
Trying to
gift
finish
guide in
the
there.
studio.
The studio project
It's
was
just been
huge.
go, go,
All these
go.
things that we had going on that just made the days just go by.
So quick.
But oh,
Yeah. So I
I'm
just had it
so
today.
excited. Oh my gosh. I
It was
can't tell
really
you.
fun to see. Because we haven't seen it since, I think our last one, or actually I just looked at the date. It was like the 17th of October. I
Oh,
had my last
so
ultrasound.
that was a while ago
So it's almost been 2 months,
when initially
little
you were
less than 2 months.
having a little bit more frequent ultrasounds because you were
Yeah.
going in there and then
Yeah.
just did quick little scan for you, huh?
Yeah. And so yeah, it's a lot bigger now. Everything looks good,
So
which
I got
everything's on
this.
track, all 10 fingers and 10 toes and the
Yes.
brain and the heart's all good.
Got to see little baby Wickers in
Yeah.
Stetson's tummy.
So,
But we were
yeah.
just talking about like births. It's fun to like go back in time. Like Jacqueline, Stetson's oldest, her sister, Jacqueline, Jackie, she was 7 pounds, 8 ounces, but she was 2 weeks early. So I was thinking she would have been 9 pounds probably had she been born closer to due date.
Yeah, we were all pretty big babies then.
Yeah, Thaddeus was 9 pounds even, and you were 9 pounds, 2 ounces. I make big babies,
Yeah.
apparently.
A family member of mine just had her baby and he was 9 pounds. 9 pounds. So
You know, your cousin,
let's hope mine's not that big. I'm just
it
kidding.
was
I'm sure
Jeremy,
it's
your
fine either
cousin
way.
Jeremy. So this would have been Janessa's brother, older brother Jeremy, 10 pounds born in the car.
Yeah, let's not do that. But
No.
it was so yeah, we had the anatomy scan and I don't know if I've shared. I think I did, but Brandon and I decided to be the ones to find out at the scan.
Yeah, we might have talked about it a little
I
bit in
think we
last week's
did.
podcast, but
So
yes.
basically, we found out at the scan today. So you don't know what it
I do
is.
not
And I did see
know.
Brandon's mom today too, because she's doing some organizing in our garage. She's been helping me, which has been super nice. Just sort of fixing, organizing her house and stuff. But anyway, so I saw her today. Now I'm seeing you.
Yeah. And Stetson's.
Jackie knows.
Yeah, Jackie did
I
the
told
snap.
her today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she needed
So
to know to help,
yeah. So
right?
I'm gonna see Jackie later because I'm watching the kids. But
Yeah.
anyway, so we found out today, and then our gender reveal is this Saturday. So by the time this podcast comes out, we'll already have had the gender reveal.
And
I'll
we will
probably.
know.
I'm trying to put a rush on my photos because I'm having our photographer come in, and I'm hoping she can get them back to us, late next week, just because her schedule, like, you know, she can only move so quick with photos. But I'm probably gonna wait till those photos come back to announce it on social, or I may do a little video or something. I was thinking of at least just bringing our tripod or our phone stand and just having the phone set up so we can get a video of the actual reveal
That'll be
part.
fun.
So that way
Yes,
we
that'll
can,
be
even
fun.
if I don't post it, that we can have it as a memory.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're doing the gender reveal this weekend. So we're surprising everyone else with this.
I know, and I'm so excited. I can hardly wait. Like people ask me, you know, are you super excited? I'm like, yes, I am
So what do you
so
think it is?
excited. I still think girl.
You think girl?
Yeah, but Well, find out on Saturday.
50-50 chance.
I know.
Lisa thinks girl too. Dad and Lori think boy.
Yeah.
I asked Olive, what my little niece, what she thought it was. Yeah. And she said it was a boy.
Oh.
And I think Dominic said it was a girl, but they keep kind of changing their mind.
It'd be interesting to see really like from their perspective, mm-hmm. like their little intuitions are, you know, like, are they really on sharp?
We'll see.
We'll see.
But we got little pins that, and when you go to the gender reveal, you can pick your pin of what you think it is.
Oh, and so then you can walk around pin. And wear your pin. Oh, that's so yeah. cute. And yeah. then we'll just all see. I mean, of course, it's just going to be a wonderful boy or mm-hmm. girl. But I like when people ask me, and I'm so excited to hold, like in this position here, just hold little baby up on my shoulder. I love to hold babies up on my shoulder for a couple of reasons. I mean, I love holding them, like sitting and just mm-hmm. looking at them. But when they're alert and awake and they're starting to hold up their little heads and the way they look around and you can hear them breathing and they just smell so good.
So cute.
And they usually turn around, they look at you and they breathe on you. And there's nothing better than that newborn baby breath. And the tops of their heads smell yeah. so good.
So cute.
Oh, I can hardly wait to hold yeah. Stetson's little.
And the gender reveal will be really fun. I decided to rent out one of my favorite vineyards, even though I obviously won't be participating in the drinking of the wine, but it's a super cute vineyard. That's like my favorite to go there with
all
my
friends.
It's perfect. It's the perfect size. I think there's going to be 30 people. Two of Brandon's family members actually just told me they can't come. So I think it'll be about 30 exactly, including us, which will be perfect.
That's great.
But it's like the perfect size for that. My friend had her bridal shower there, my best friend Kenzie. But it's a perfect size. So we rented out the whole vineyard. So we're going to have food, and we got, there's this local place called House of Glory. I've shared it on Instagram a couple times just because everything there is so aesthetic. Their store's aesthetic. Like they did it right. Like if I was ever going to open a mom and pop store or anything,
yeah.
you have to make it aesthetic. Everything.
They did it right. I mean,
because then you want to share it on social exactly. and they're on Instagram. Like they know how to get the business.
Exactly. They had business before I even knew that they were there.
That's I saw it on social. On it.
It's, yeah. That's where you saw it.
I
first.
Saw people tagging it. Like, where is this in Grants Pass? Because yes. it doesn't look like it would fit in Grants Pass uh-huh. because
it's a little too cute.
Yeah, it's like the aesthetic is so good.
Because they just knew.
But my sister and I went shopping a couple weeks ago, and she's like, you should try a House of Glory's empanadas. And I didn't really know what an empanada was. But
I know. I didn't even really know what an empanada was.
Yeah, but we got it. And
it's more like a fried burrito or something.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it kind of has like a pastry type
when you outline. I saw a picture of it that you shared, and it kind of looked like a little, like a meat pie sort of shape.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, kind of like a little half. Like, yeah, the breading is a meat or is like a pie crust.
Yeah.
But anyways, they're super good. And so I decided to have them do a little mini catering. So we're going to pick up a bunch of empanadas, which it's a little bit more expensive, right? But I'm like, it's local and it's good to support.
Yeah.
Because we're going to bring in all the food for the event.
And they're going to be really good.
Yeah. And then we ordered some stuff from Fred Meyer's. And so we're going to do food and we'll share how we're doing the gender reveal in the next podcast of how it went, because then we can tell you all the details.
Yes,
of everything. But
right, because right now everything's exciting. A surprise to me.
Yes, you don't know how we're doing it, huh? I think I only
told you a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
I won't really know until it actually gets underway.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's really really fun.
Yeah,
I'm excited about it.
Have a family,
new little real quick.
Family member. I know. And then I wonder if the Sundin trait's going to go strong in your baby too.
Because
I feel like the Sundin trait just carries pretty strong genes. Like that's what was showing me a picture of my niece's little baby who was just born today.
Mm-hmm.
And you could totally see the Sundin trait.
Yeah.
Especially the boys, I feel like. If it's a boy.
It definitely, the boys always look like.
I was pulling out pictures of us for the QVC event.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I came across a bunch of pictures of Thaddeus when he was born. Total Sundin boy.
You think, did Dominic look like a Sundin?
I think he kind of resembled.
Yeah,
because I remember him looking a lot like Thaddeus.
Yeah, I feel like it was Thaddeus.
Yeah.
Is what he looked like.
And Olive's definitely looks like her dad.
Yeah.
But Dominic, yeah, he definitely had the Sundin trait.
I don't know. We'll see, I guess. I know the baby will probably have big, full lips.
Yes.
Brandon has a big bottom lip kind of pooches a little.
Yeah.
So we were trying to see if we could see if it had
because your lips are pretty
bigger
full
lips on the scan. I mean, obviously it's hard to tell.
Yeah. You have, I would consider like more full lips. You don't have like that pencil line lips.
No,
but
I
yeah,
have
it'll be
full lips. I definitely would never get lip filler.
Right.
My lips are plenty big.
And my lips, like my upper lip would be definitely a lot fuller than it is. But when I had jaw surgery, he cut it down a little bit because it was like too big. Like the top lip was bigger than the bottom lip. But yeah, so you've got full lips running in the family on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And then on your dad and I, both sides. So
yeah.
You have it like double whammy.
They won't need any lip filler or anything. But yeah, all fun. So yeah, so tomorrow I'll just be planning all that. But
yeah,
yeah,
really, really fun.
But switch to some business stuff because we haven't talked about business related things in terms of tips or changes in a while.
Yes.
But I figured I'd just talk about Instagram for a second because I haven't talked about it in such a long time in terms of like what we're doing on there.
Yeah. So like with some of the tools that we're using.
Well, just like tools and tips and like what I'm doing right now, because
yeah,
the algorithm I noticed is so weird.
It
it's
is
super weird.
It's
like
so random.
I noticed a trend in terms of like viral videos. Like I even looked back at our videos and I sent our brand manager a screenshot of it the other day. And it was like every time we have a viral video, which obviously I get because you're getting more traffic to your page if you have like a viral video, but like the next four or five videos will like all be viral, like super viral. Like the last time this happened, which was, I don't know, a month ago when we had that laundry room one.
Yes.
Go viral.
Yeah.
And then like all four after that, even my super personal one that I was like, you know, I doubt this will perform well.
But because
which
it was
my
right.
baby announcement, you know, showing everyone that I was pregnant, that I put together that little reel, 1.5 million views. But the interesting part I noticed was most of those views were on Facebook.
What?
Yeah. Because on Instagram and Facebook are connected, obviously.
Yeah.
And so Facebook will show Instagram reels from Instagram on Facebook. And if you click on them, it will technically like take them to Instagram. Like if you wanted to like interact with that photo, you can watch it on Facebook. But if you wanted to comment and interact, it will take you to your profile.
I did not
on
know
Instagram.
That.
Yeah. So we still upload our content on Facebook. Like we still our team uploads all of our reels separately again on there.
Yeah.
But it will show you.
And with any related comments for links.
Yeah. So I thought that was super interesting. Like I had like 400,000 views on Instagram, but then the rest of them were on Facebook.
Wow.
I guess one of Brandon's like guys, girlfriends or wives like saw that video and that's how he reached, because Brandon hadn't told like all of like his employees and stuff.
Yeah.
And so he was like, oh, hey, I saw your video. Like my wife saw your video.
Congratulations.
On Facebook. And I was like, what the hell? It's so weird. Anyways, but it's weird. Like, I feel like I've seen that trend because I'm like, I used to be able to control it better in terms of like, and I still do. Like that laundry video, I knew it was going to go viral. I know some products that are like, this is for sure going to perform well.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't. And I'm like, eh, but most of the time I can call it of like, this is going to do well. But obviously it's hard to find those products all the time. But I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
And the fact that a lot of the views are on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what's kind of mind blowing.
But what's a cool feature that they just unlocked that that's brand new, I think it's only come out a few weeks ago, is you can actually watch the view duration time now on all your reels, which is super helpful. So like it's similar to YouTube because it's all about retention, right? So you can
and
figure
where is that
out
through Instagram, Facebook?
It's through Instagram, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you go to like your video, like it's on all your reels. And I'll pull it up here so I can make sure that I'm doing it right. But if you go to your reels and you just go to insights and then you scroll down, you can see a lot more data. So you can see like your accounts reached. You can see initial plays and then you can see replays. So like the video I just posted this morning, 53,000, you know, plays, but then almost 20,000 were replays.
Oh.
And then you can see the retention. So I'm kind of experimenting with it again because I haven't posted a 17-second video in a long time. I've been experimenting with cutting them down. Most of them are 10 seconds and less.
Oh, but so you're actually increasing the length a little
bit? I just wanted to test it. So today's video, if you are super, I doubt you're like watching our videos like super intently, but if you wanted to see, you can kind of see the test. So recently I've only been doing one product per video, where before I would do three. I would always do three products in a video.
Right.
So today's video, I featured three products again, which obviously, because it's three products and I'm explaining them, it has to be a little longer.
Yeah.
So it was about 17 seconds. And then all of our other videos, because it's one, I can drop those down. So they're between like 7 and 10 seconds. I've been trying to figure out, like, but what's cool about it is you can see the retention of like, it's 100% retention through 3 seconds.
Okay.
And then it drops down to 81% retention for 5 seconds. At the 5 second mark. So you can see exactly where people are dropping off.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really cool, because you can look at like your most viral videos and be like, oh, great. You know, this one was 8 seconds. This one was 10, whatever. You want to roughly look at that and see, oh, great. I'm going to do 10 second videos because the retention rate's higher, because then they're watching it. More people are watching it all the way through.
That's cool.
But it's really cool. I really encourage y'all to go on there and look at the new.
All this feature, new data,
the audience retention rate,
especially the view duration.
Yeah, that's super helpful. Like let me go to our 18.1 or 18.4 million view one, which was like last month. And that was the laundry room one. I'm curious to see what it is in terms of the views. So this is, see, this is crazy to me. So I just pulled up. So this is our laundry room video, and it's about the product that is the magnetic attachment to prevent things from falling.
Okay.
Behind. So yeah. If you want to see the video I'm talking about, you can look at that. But this is super interesting. Accounts reached on Instagram, only 350,000. Accounts reached on Facebook plays, 17.9 million.
What? Whoa.
Most of the plays are on Facebook.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That's wild.
So the retention rate for this was a 12-second video. The retention was 53% until 11 seconds. And then it dropped down pretty drastically to only 20. So I could look at that and be like, if I cut it down to 11 seconds, it might have even performed better.
Yeah.
Because 53% of the people were watching it all the way to the 11-second mark. And then it dropped it down to 12. So if I had cut off a second,
whoa,
it may have performed better. You see what I mean?
Will you experiment trying like to repost a reel like that, the ones that have gone super viral, and cut them down a little and just see how they perform again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like cutting off a second or two, like ending it at 10 seconds because it's 64% retention.
Yeah, because I feel like for me, if I've seen somebody repost a video that they've already posted, I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm happy to see that again, because then I don't have to go looking for it.
And most of the time I do for those videos, like I like to wait a little bit on Instagram at least, but maybe that's not the right thing to do. I don't know. Like maybe it's better to just repost them again shortly after. I really don't know.
And then just keep the traction going.
Yeah.
Who knows? Worth an experiment though too.
Yes. And this is super nice because Instagram has never given us this feature to look at retention. And we've always talked about how you really have to get your audience to watch the video all the way through, and better yet, over and over and over. So you can really look at that data and be like, oh, great. You know, I'm going to cut down this video, try reposting it, or my other videos that I do, I'm going to repost it for the replays on Instagram. Cause I don't think it shows you the replays on Facebook. Does it? No. So most of our views were coming from Facebook for this one, but we had 350,000 roughly on Instagram. 111,000 people replayed the video.
Wow.
So
yeah,
you can see like that's probably what helped boost it more, because it's the longer you keep someone on the app, the more they'll push it out.
Yeah.
So that's like a new thing that I thought I'd share, because it's been really interesting to look at in terms of that. But a test that I'm running right now is, and I've changed this. I think I changed it halfway through this year, maybe earlier on, but I would always post at 11 a.m. every day. And then I switched it because I noticed that we were getting better views posting in the afternoon. So
yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Over 6 months, you know, now I've been posting every day around 4.
Yeah.
I decided to test it again, posting at 9 a.m. So it's kind of annoying because it changes my schedule a little bit. But it is a little bit nicer because sometimes I can't get to the studio to film in like two, and then I'm like rushing to get a video done because I don't really have a lot pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Normally, unless we're like going on a trip or something. But I'm running that test to see if that affects views or if that affects.
Yeah. You're going to run it for a week, I think you said, right? Just posting in the morning.
I'm definitely running it for the rest of this week. I think I started posting on Wednesday. So I'm testing between these 3 days. I might test longer next week, or I might just stick to this. But I'm really just trying to see because our views haven't been where I would want them to be mm-hmm. on a regular basis. Like yeah. normally I'd be like, oh, easy. Like a year and a half ago, 500,000 views easy. Like I can guarantee, even if it's a brand deal, you're going to get 300,000, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's like all over the place. Obviously most of our reels get over 100,000, but like I've noticed that they'll stay at 150,000. Like even if they reach that in a day, yeah. they kind of linger around that same thing. And I'm like, come on, you guys.
Like, why isn't it coming around cycling through again, or at least, you know, gaining more traction?
And that does happen every now and then. Like Emily or our team member, Emily, was like, hey, I noticed this video is doing super well. And I was like, oh, I had no idea it had 1.5 million views.
Because
so that
traction.
Does happen,
mm-hmm.
but not as much as it did, and nor can I be like, oh great, this video has 150,000 views in one day, I know it's going to go over a million. I used to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But now I can't predict it.
And so. You know, I've been doing screenshots of a couple of accounts that I've been following, like Edward Collins is one of them. He's the financial real estate guru that we know from our inner circle. Watching him and how quickly he grew from like 800,000 followers to over a million followers in like 3 months. And then there's another gal that I've been following because I like her clothes because she's tall like I am. She's 5'11". And I love just looking at her outfits. It's Pinterest deals or something like that. I can't mm-hmm. remember. But her account's growing pretty quickly. Like she'll get a 1,000 followers a day sometimes. And, you know, she's growing. So I've been screenshotting just kind of mm-hmm. keep track. But what I've noticed for both of those, they're posting more than once a day.
On Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
So she's posting at least two, sometimes three times a day. And then I know Edward in the beginning was like posting like two videos a day.
Yeah.
So maybe that's got something to do with it.
But I don't know. But remember when we were at the Amazon event, there was someone from Instagram that says like, if you see your video doing well, just let it be for like few days.
Yeah. Don't let
and
it.
Don't post a video right after. Yeah. Which so I thought was interesting too.
That would be an interesting experiment to run too. Like just maybe like in January, you know, like when things are kind of settling down a little, I don't know. Just to wait and see, or just when it happens, just experiment and see what happens if you don't post a video the next
day.
But
I've noticed I've continued to post and then the next five videos will, you know, have a million or two or 5 million views.
Right. Like you just said too, like one went viral, which means the next three or four also go viral. So
it's very confusing. All you can do is really test, but I don't know. So I've been testing the posting times this week. I haven't really paid too much attention to the view duration yet, but I've been sort of glancing at it. And I think that's something that I'll like test more out, you know, next
year.
Yeah,
by just tweaking, but, like just shaving off a little bit.
Yeah,
here and there.
Yeah. Even like this 1 second part of reposting the video, like you said, it would be interesting to see if it went viral again or if it did even better because the retention dropped only 20% at 12 seconds. So obviously this is all nitty gritty stuff, mm-hmm. but I'm super happy with it because we've never been able to see that much data and you're really able to, like a YouTube video, you should be able to see these data. I mean, that's the bare minimum.
YouTube
obviously gives you way more data than this.
Yeah. Yeah. When we were in the chat when we had signed up for Channel Jumpstart and it was, like, you know, watching all the videos and stuff. That was the biggest part was the
data
duration.
And that's how it should be. Cause otherwise you're just posting blind kind of, you have no idea what your people are doing, how many replays. And now luckily we have those few features, but
yeah. But so that might be an interesting experiment to take some of those videos and just even one a week and just repost those, like shave them off a little bit, experiment with what you're seeing in the view duration and you know, where the drop offs are and just repost a few of them and just see what happens.
Yeah, I have definitely noticed that people's retention spans are obviously they continue to shorten. And so before I would always have our videos be 17 seconds. And now I really think even especially since I have that view duration now, it seems like all of our viral videos are like less, like 10, around the 10 second mark, which is annoying because it's hard to fit everything in such a short amount of time. I'm like, damn, people, it's hard to get their attention.
When you first started doing reels, weren't they right around 30 seconds?
No, I think they were always around like 20.
Okay.
25.
But I know you didn't recommend when you were doing coaching, like you didn't recommend going over 30 seconds, right?
Yeah. I think most of ours were honestly like 25 seconds, 20. And then I noticed like around the sweet spot was like 17. And I've kept that for almost 2 years. 17 has been really good. But this year, halfway through the year, especially, I've noticed a shift.
So it might be time to cut it down a second or two.
Yeah.
And just see what happens.
I feel like I'm definitely more versed with like Instagram of sort of, or at least I put more effort into it because that's our main platform. Like TikTok is a whole other thing.
That's I'm a
like,
different animal.
One day we'll have a 3 million views. The next video will have 3,000. I'm like, it's so all over the place. I don't know if I'll ever be super passionate about diving into the algorithm on that. For now, it's doing fine. Just reposting like
yes,
that. But moving into TikTok, there is a test that we're doing on there too.
Yes, which, we haven't talked about that on the podcast.
No, I figured it'd be good to talk about because we haven't like talked about Instagram things in a while.
Yeah,
like
or just social media and what we're doing with the content and mm-hmm. how we're experimenting in different ways. Because we've implemented a few things.
Yeah.
So after TikTok, let's switch to TikTok then.
After our Inner Circle event, we met when we talked to Allie and we also talked to Liz, who they're big in the business world. Liz is really great on TikTok. She gave us some amazing tips. But what she does is she creates multiple TikTok accounts. And that could be either a fan account that you're basically, your audience may not know that you own it, but you're basically reposting your main channel's content, changing it a little bit, maybe adding, you know, a different song or editing it slightly or a different headline or something and reposting it as a fan account. And I think because of the people that do it, that's mostly what she's doing, right? It's just creating like fan accounts for that page.
Yeah. And I think she talked about having like 3 or 4 or 5 of them.
Oh yeah. I think some of the people that are super big on TikTok, she's set up like 10.
Yes.
So she's actually the one setting up the fan pages.
Yes.
Or they are, you know, just repurposing content. And what that does is it just continues to get that person's face out there, right? Even if it's not.
Yeah, sure. Her idea is to create fame. So, and you can go as big as you want to go. So when they have, when she has created those accounts of like 5 to 10 different fan pages, then their face is being seen all the time in the various ways that people see things on TikTok, because the algorithms feed things in a weird sort of way. Like if they're looking at, you know, I don't know, real estate, but
yeah,
and somebody else is looking at fashion. But if you have these fan pages and they're set up with certain keywords and they're just changed up, the algorithms will show it to a vast amount of people.
Yeah. Yeah. So she gave us that idea to sort of rather than, and we've told you about this, like we've been planning something or like trying to figure out what we want to do next with the company. All of the feedback that we got from our Inner Circle was like, y'all just stick to what you're doing and just figure out how you can continue to grow that. And so one of our tests in this is we created 2 new TikTok accounts. One of them is called Everything Envy Home and one of them is called Everything Envy Travel. And what we're having our team do is repost our old videos on there. The home one is obviously, you know, anything home related, which is the majority of our content, but we decided to test one out with specifically our travel videos because what we noticed is our travel videos people love. They normally do really, really well, especially if we're like filming in the airport or something.
Exactly. But the sales respond to that. Mm-hmm. That's how we know they're doing really well too.
Yeah.
People love the tech gadget. I mean, they're travel gadgets.
Our travel folder on our Amazon storefront is like the most liked folder out of all of our folders.
And even we'll be traveling with somebody, we'll see someone, some of our influencer friends, even they go, hey, I got this from your travel folder because they got like a charger for the phone or whatever it was.
Yeah. And then obviously the home one, you know, most, like I said, most of our videos fall within that. So they're just sort of reposting. And that's been super interesting too, because obviously I haven't opened a new TikTok account since we did ours. TikTok is way different than it used to be. Like I was totally honestly expecting our videos to like do super well initially and just be like, woo. But we only have like 100 followers on each. And they're just reposting a video a day, but they're also, I am having one of our Amy test out posting. They're basically like curations, I guess. Like it's like photos on TikTok, which is like, I don't know if it's a new feature, but you'll basically have like a photo and then you'll swipe over to view more and you just add a song. And so I was like, let's experiment. I saw a couple gift guide.
Like Instagram, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you upload a photo on Instagram and then you can add multiple so people swipe over.
Yeah.
It's the same thing on TikTok. And I've seen some good videos go viral, or not go viral, but at least have, you know, 100,000 or 800,000 or 500,000 views. Just gift guides. So I was like, well, we're already screenshotting things for all of the deals that we're doing. You might as well just put it together and upload it on TikTok. So we're experimenting with that format too. So we have those two pages right now. Nothing's really happening with them, but it's going to be an interesting test to see. All we need is one video to go viral. You do need 1,000 followers now to unlock the link in bio feature, which is kind of irritating because we don't have a link in bio yet.
Because it'll take a while. Maybe not. I mean, as soon as a video goes viral, who knows?
I mean,
then all of a sudden there could be 3,000 people there.
Yeah, I did a paid test to see. I put, I think it was like $30 or something behind one of the videos that was doing pretty well. And I think that the data was basically, it was like 3 cents per follower, which I was like, that's kind of expensive because it's like, you know, $300 basically to get to the 1,000. But we could easily do that. And that's what Liz almost recommended too, of like, just put some money behind it if you really want to hit this. But I kind of want to see how it does naturally first. And then,
yeah, just organically see what happens. It's valuable data, I feel like, too.
Yeah, but it's interesting because we're sort of starting from scratch again on those two. But what we're doing to make them different is each, the travel one and the home one, have a different filter from Everything Envy because we want them to look a little bit different. And they each have a different font as well. So they're slightly different in terms of color of the video because we're adding a different filter, and then they're slightly different text. So that way they look a little bit different from Everything Envy brand.
And so, then as the people start getting used to following, say, the travel account for a while, then they'll be able to recognize it right away for what it
is. Yeah, and we haven't announced it either. Like, we could totally be like, hey, we started this new account, but we sort of just wanted to start them blind and be like more fan-ish accounts. But no, our whole purpose for this really is building up link clicks and constantly having as many sources as we can, as many people as we can, constantly clicking our links. That's really the main reason.
And I feel like growing it organically, when I think about what I learned from Daryl Eaves for the YouTube world, from his book and also from the course, the Channel Jumpstart, allowing it to go organically for as long as it takes, until it gets to that milestone of 1,000 followers, for example. And then and really study the data and see what's happening there. I feel like it's way more valuable because then you actually get an in-depth understanding of what happened, how it occurred, and how it got there because there are ways that you could push, you know, ads, or, you know, it's almost like buying followers that way. Mm-hmm. But then you don't know if they're going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
So by having it grow the way it is, and it's getting recommended in some form or fashion, it'll happen. It's just, it's an interesting experiment.
Yeah. So once a video goes viral on there, which it will happen eventually, we'll let you guys know what that is and
what it looks like,
how it goes. But so we were testing those two TikToks, which is kind of cool. And then we just launched our Facebook group.
Yeah. We talked about that in the last episode, but we could go a little bit deeper in talking about it.
But we didn't talk about how well it's doing.
No, we did not. Yeah. We had just launched it.
Day.
Yeah. Like, or at most a day or two. You had set it up, but you really hadn't announced it.
You're right. Because I talked about AppSumo, but I really only done, I posted it in our broadcast groups and I just mentioned it on our stories, but I don't think we launched our 12 days of giveaways yet when we
Not sure that we did that, but we talked about URL Genius and we also talked about AppSumo and the apps that we're putting in, the kind of the reasons why, but no, we haven't shared any of the success of how well it's doing.
Yeah. So we announced the 12 days of giveaways. Yeah. This past Saturday. So we wouldn't have talked about it on the podcast. So we launched our 12 days of giveaways on Saturday, and it started December 4th. So what that is we're giving away a huge bundle of stuff to 12 different people, 12 winners, you know, one winner a day for 12 days on our Facebook group. Because We want to obviously grow that group because it's a new platform that we really haven't focused on a lot. And the best part about that, as we mentioned last week, is we can get emails. I would say, so we have over 1,000 emails from that Facebook group.
That's what the AppSumo is doing for us, right? Mm-hmm. That's the one little tool that is collecting the emails.
Yeah, obviously they have to type their email. Like there's three questions when people join. If they type their email, that gets automatically transferred into our Flowdesk. But it's such a great, a great tool,
because
a great system.
How many, since Monday, really, when it actually started collecting, we've gained at least 1,000 emails since then.
Right? Yeah. And
it was like 800, I think, when I said, hey, we've gained like 5. And you said it's more like 800.
Yeah, it's over 1,000 now. And so we've only had the Facebook really running, I would say, since that Saturday that I launched it, like that I announced it as the giveaway.
Yeah.
So
and some people were coming in because they were excited that we had a group.
Yeah.
And then
it's, I teased it a little bit. I mentioned it ahead of time. Like, hey, we just launched this group. Like we have a special fun giveaway we're doing. Make sure you join. So there was already some people joining, but really I think we had about 150 people before I announced the giveaway on Saturday. And since then we have over 1500 people in the group, which I mean, what is that? Not even a week. It's Thursday now.
Like 4 days.
5 days. Yeah. 4 or 5 days.
Yes.
We grew to that many people. And like I said, these are our target audience. I would say 70 or 80% of them gave us their email and they're super interactive and super excited. Like
it's
I
so
didn't know
fun.
How excited people would be about it.
I know, because, well, you had told me about the comment, I think last week on the podcast, about how somebody was so grateful that we had started the group because now they can invite some of their other family members because they always talk about everything in
here.
But those people were not on Instagram.
Right. And I know some people are not on Facebook. I've gotten that feedback too of like, oh, I'm a little on, you know, a little sad because I don't have a Facebook. We're going to do extra giveaways on our Instagram this month. And so we'll make sure that we give, I mean, a lot. We give away a $150 gift card every week in our Instagram.
I know.
These
and
people are getting
only,
a lot. Okay.
Yeah, that's only on Instagram.
Yeah.
They've gotten some other huge giveaway opportunities from us.
But we're going to do, I'm going to do a couple little ones on our stories here and there.
Yeah.
This month for the holidays. But I mean, again, 1500 people. These are all our people. Like, obviously, these are our people. They gave us their email, growing emails list. Like, that's invaluable. We haven't put any money behind it. I tried to boost the post, by the way, and I'm literally having it won't go through. Like, it's just, it's not even giving me any notification of like it being approved. I'll just like try and spend money and it won't go.
All right. Well, maybe not meant to be.
So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just leave it. But yeah, this is all. We haven't been running any ads or anything. And we're posting the giveaways. Our teams are posting the giveaways every day in the morning. So it's great for us because we're not doing anything.
The team is handling all of that.
Which is so great because that was a main focus that we wanted of like if we launch a platform. Because it really is launching a whole nether social media
it
thing.
It really is, because otherwise it's just been reposting to our business page, which is not the same thing. This is a big commitment.
Because it's the comments, it's the letting people in, which I'm doing some of that because I have the software on my computer, but it's literally opening up my browser and clicking approve, right? And then the messages coming in.
I love what Amy was saying, what our team member, when she was saying, I love reading the comments on Facebook because it's just a different demographic.
It's a different feel.
I feel like they're more conversive. You know, they're conversationalists in there.
Exactly. They're really, it's a different, conversation.
It's not just a quick like, love, or emojis. It's like they genuinely type out a message.
Yeah.
It's
their
really,
attention spans are longer.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's been really cool to connect with our audience a little differently over there. So like we said, it's been like 5 days since we really launched it. We wanted to launch it with a bang with the 12 days of giveaways. And so we have over 1,500 people right now in the group. And yeah, they're commenting, they're liking, they're like really saying so, like genuinely excited, like super excited to be in this group, like can't wait. And
yes, like
inviting their friends.
We don't even know these gals yet.
They were like, I've gotten a few feedback of like, this is the super, or it's way easier to shop your links this way. So like, thank you. Cause it's obviously on Instagram, we can't share a link. Like
I know.
On Facebook, we can post the photo. Why we love it and the link. You get everything you need right there and the discount code. You can't do that in Instagram.
You
can't.
It's
have to send us a DM and then we'll send you this folder, but it's not to the actual product because we can't do that.
And we have the tool, we have ManyChat on there that does a lot of that for us now, but it's not as easy.
It's not as easy.
And I think that's probably why we still have a lot of link traffic coming from our link in bio, because people just go, okay, well, I know how to get to their storefront. I'll just go look for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they kind of familiarize themselves.
Which is great.
With how to get around in our storefront.
But Facebook is way easier.
Yeah.
So
and it's, I'm super excited about it still.
I'm super excited. Like I literally, I woke up on Sunday to over 200 requests for people to join the group.
Wow.
While we were sleeping. I was like, okay, push approves. Like,
yeah, let's get them in there. Yeah. But really it's so fun to see. And then just to see what's going to happen with the group because they're so active in there.
Yeah.
And they're in there because they want to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, some of them are coming in because the giveaway.
But I mean, we're really focusing on sharing some really good deals in there too. Yeah. Like, we have a few different ways we share deals on our content. We share deals of the day on our stories, which we've done a whole lot of tests with that too. It really does drastically help sales. I want to continue to do it. Even though everyone's story views suck, including ours. If your story's views suck, you're not alone because everyone suck.
Yeah. Keep sharing those deals. Keep putting those links in
it
there.
It does drastically help our sales.
It
drastically.
Does. That's one of our higher volumes, I feel like, isn't it? The Lincoln stories.
Yeah, our stories.
Yeah.
And then we have our deals of the day broadcast group. We also have our Envy family group, which I just reshare our reel and the link to shop that reel to make it easy for people to shop. And now we have the Facebook. So we have basically three different platforms that we're sharing deals. So we're trying to make them slightly different. But the Facebook is extra good because we are sending people, like I said to our team, let's post minimum 50% plus, unless it's like a name brand deal, like the Hydro Flask one. Cause those are like never on sale. Right. It was like max 39% off, but we have amazing deals in there. Like I've bought some of the stuff
because the deals are so good.
We had a coupon code that I ended up sharing, but it was like, I needed chargers. I actually brought one over here cause we have no phone chargers at the studio and my phone's literally died. And I like, don't have a charger.
Oh my God.
Anyways, it was a coupon code that was like originally $20 and it dropped to $3.80 for three iPhone chargers.
$3.
$3.80. Like, and with the coupon code. So those deals in there, most of them are exclusive discount codes that you have to enter. But these deals are crazy and they're all four stars and up. In ratings. So these are all amazing, you know, products. A lot of them we haven't done videos about, but obviously we're sharing the ones that only have great reviews and obviously a really good deal. But I'm like, it's cool to see all the deals in there that I get excited looking at deals.
And you know, that's, I feel like the Facebook group, because it's like this exclusive group, like that is the place to put those deals. So because we wouldn't get the same kind of traction trying to do that in Instagram. You know, because we have to like DM somebody the code.
Exactly.
And then are they going to take the code? Are they going to take the time?
Or even if you put the code in the caption, you can't copy anything on Instagram. It's like,
yeah. So it's like a whole lot of work for not a lot of return. Mm-mm. Because it's not easy for people to do, but
Facebook is
in the Facebook group. And so those people that are Instagram, maybe not familiar with Facebook, who knows, we might get them like over there because they're going to see all the deals or they're going to hear about
like
them.
It's good because I don't want to be known as like the deals page. Like I don't want everything Envy to be like, you know, these are the girls that share the deals. Like I want to make sure our brands like has it, you know, aesthetic like finds and things like that. So I think it's just nice to have another separate sort of thing.
That's
of
what's
like,
great. Yeah. About
it's
that
not
group.
It's just a piece of everything Envy mm-hmm. that's expanding. If you want deals, you join this group. Like it's the best way.
Cause our business page is still about, cause we reshare the content over there and it's still very much on brand and mm-hmm. aesthetic. And then the link is there so people can shop, you know, for whatever that video is. So the links are there. But the Facebook group is just a place where people can come in and form a community. We've always wanted, I mean, we've tried a couple of little things where we have developed some communities. I mean, like Organizers Rise was a community. And
Everything Envy Pantry Class was, which we still have the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it is really cool to see the feedback.
And
it's way different than Instagram.
Right.
Obviously we love our Instagram people and they're like always like amazing, but it is definitely a different vibe.
When you're thinking about it though, these gals are probably looking on their laptops. So they have the full keyboard,
yeah,
not their phones, you know, and it's not just scroll in this tiny screen. Like they're there, they can see it. Ooh, I'm going to comment because somebody else commented.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm going to comment on their comment.
And they're in our group and they're there. Okay. I'm going to enter the giveaway. Okay. Now I'm going to look at the deals. Like they're not just, like you said, scrolling past thousands of people in 30 minutes.
They're
like
not they're distracted by somebody no. else's feed.
Yeah.
You know, so they're there because they're yeah. there. That, you know, we talked about this on previous podcasts, like when we were going to some of our influencer events and our influencer friends are telling us that, yeah, we're like have this whole audience and you do too. You have this untapped audience. We recommend you go over on Facebook, like give it mm-hmm. a try. So this was a good way for us to get our foot in the door.
Yes.
I mean, like we really didn't know what it was going to look like initially, but then when it came together, it's like, ah, oh, this totally makes sense that this, especially after talking to our friend, Christina from
Christina. Yeah.
Yeah. From mm-hmm. her large Facebook group. She gave us so much feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, that's sort of a test we're doing, I would say, but it's definitely something that we've set it up in a way that it hasn't added. Launching it was definitely a lot of work for me because I did set it up and I
did most of the software
and I was tweaking it and doing all mm-hmm. that stuff in terms of setting up the group, you know, doing the keywords and the links and everything. But now that it's up, our team is mostly Amy and Beth are in there posting. And what's great for them is we've figured out an affiliate sort of system with them where they're getting a percentage of all the sales that they drive through their link. So they each get an individual link. And then I think starting in February, because Amazon is 2 months delayed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah,
because they pretty much started what maybe Beth kind of rolled
it was
in
actually
at the end
just
of
started exactly December 1st when they started posting.
So yeah,
so,
so
like,
they'll have
perfect.
December. So in February,
yeah,
they'll get
December. Commission.
Yeah.
So they're motivated to post more on there. You know, we're constantly driving more clicks and bringing more income out the more that they share their links. And it's just a win-win because they're going to, and that just makes me feel better too, because I'm like, it is a lot of work getting the deals, but I would definitely, if that was me, I would be so motivated to go in there.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Beth has been in there at night posting deals.
Yes. And I think
Amy woke up early and lined up 10 deals. Like, yeah. I was like, you guys post as much
and
as
I
you want.
And I can see the two of them, like, just because they're competitive attitudes. I mean, our team is great.
Oh, for sure.
But just more like the fun, playful competitiveness, mm-hmm. like, ooh, because they can also go in and check their links and see where their sales are.
Yeah.
Because they have access inside. Because this is just a tracking link in Amazon. This is our Amazon tracking link that we set up for them. So they can kind of see like, ooh. And I'll go in there and look every day too. So, ooh, Beth did a little better. Amy did a little better, but Amy had way more clicks and Beth made more money. You know, it's like, it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, because I obviously am in there every day looking at our sales.
Yeah.
And I track those and I always want to be at a specific number, mm-hmm. you know, and so, but it makes us feel good. And we're sort of testing it for a potential larger vision we may have for that. But this is great because we're able to test it within our team. They're motivated. It makes us more money, makes them more money.
Yeah.
And they're able to really post some great, great content in there. And we always have great content. I don't think they would go a day without posting. I mean, obviously Amy doesn't work on weekends, but
yeah,
Beth worked over the weekend and she was posting some deals. So
yeah.
And I've posted some in there too, like when I've spotted some, done a collage here and there, but.
And they're figuring out some new things behind the scenes that they'll share, like in our Voxer group, like, hey, did you know that, you know, I just figured this out.
Mm-hmm.
This can happen. So as they're working it and they're figuring out, you know, how to batch some of these things and line them up and, you know, the learning curve is vast right now because there's so many eyes and ears and brains in it now within our team. So we're learning faster, but yeah, it's so exciting because I'm super excited for them because we did learn this from Allison Prince from Inner Circle, like, hey, this is what I do for my group. And then we're having our experiment going on with our team and they're making more cash on the side without doing anything
that they're not already doing
different,
really.
Right.
They already know it. Cause that's sort of a goal for me, at least, is like, obviously next year is going to look completely different. And so mm-hmm. I'm like, I just want to make sure we're setting up systems to where, just setting up ourselves for success. So, you know, I'm not the only one that's producing the content. Cause now they're doing our story deals of the day. They're doing broadcasts. They're doing the Facebook. Like we have all these, they're doing reposting, which helps us sales. Like there's so many different ways that we're driving link clicks and that we can reuse our old content that we have thousands of videos of. that is not just me producing a new video. Obviously, I'll do that 4 to 5 yeah. times a week, of course. But
it's so awesome to be handing these things off too. And it's growing by them starting it. Mm-hmm. That's what's cool. It's not like you starting it and then handing it off. Like yeah. they're starting it, mm-hmm. they're figuring it out, and then it's growing from there. Mm-hmm. And so, especially as this Facebook group continues to grow, I mean, who knows how many people will be in it by the time baby's born.
Yeah.
And then they're going
to
be
how we're going to do to grow it and test yeah. it and things like that.
And they'll have their system down. I could totally see Beth posting even after baby's born, her baby's
right.
born.
Right. Because she's, yeah, she's our team member. Beth is pregnant too.
Yeah.
And so we're due right about the same time.
So. Yeah. So I could still see her like getting into
right,
it.
Right.
Because
it's
know?
Such an easy job. You can do it on your phone.
Yeah. Because she'll be on maternity leave. And that's something yeah. that she could totally do on her maternity leave.
And I'm sure she will. Because you can do it at any time of the day.
I think so. Yeah.
Morning or night.
Just sitting here, baby's awake. I'm just going to, you know, or baby's asleep in my arms. I'm just going to.
Yeah.
You know, Beth will figure it out. But it's really, it's going to be fun to just see what happens with it all.
Yeah,
we'll come back in, you know, 6 months from now and give an update on how everything's going. But that's the goal, just to make it run more seamlessly. Oh, that's what I was going to say too. Like working with Amy from Abide, she's not Abide Virtual anymore. She's Abide Outsourcing.
Abide
was going to be Collective, but Abide Outsourcing, and we'll have her on the podcast here probably like in January sometime. We'll have her on and talk about like why you should outsource and you know the different things that she's doing for us, but. Man, that's what makes it so easy too, because she's keeping track of all of this.
Yeah.
Like she's adding all these little tasks. She's always updating our Asana calendars. Mm. So everybody knows who's doing what, when, and I'll see Beth in there also updating. Emily's in there updating, like everybody's in there getting it all on the calendar. And so our team just knows what they have to do.
Yes.
Like they just go in, they do their thing. Like I have 5 things to do today. I'm going to do those and yeah. I'm done.
That's been really nice, especially now that we've streamlined. Beth is our like main assistant now. But it seems way more.
She's a good assistant.
I love her. Like even she was popping on, hey, I noticed this about Pinterest or whatever. It's just like, she goes the extra mile, which is just so great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I post like this week. It's been so nice. I posted the video and then I get a Voxer. Okay. Stories are up. Deals are up.
She's so good.
Posted this, pin this to the Facebook group. This is updated. Like everything's just so much easier.
And our content brain just works that way too. Yeah. And she doesn't seem to get stressed out about things. Mm-mm. You know, she's just laid back, super like casual, and finds the humor. You know, like I might box something, it's just one word of something. She totally gets it. And anyway, it's great because she's really like honed in. And I know she's been given a lot of tasks to do. And I know Emmy's been like giving her, feeding it to her a little bit so she kind of gets her feet wet. But man, she's grasping everything, all that extra stuff.
Yes.
She's a great assistant.
Yeah. And I think it's been good because it's taken me I like things in a very particular way. And especially when it comes to work, I'm very picky about things. But it's been good for me, which I think it's taken all of us time to get here where I'm like, I trust what they're going to do. You know, any of the deals, like I don't need to approve any of the clauses. I don't need to approve any of the stories. I don't need to approve any of the links. Like they can do that. Like I completely trust them.
Yeah.
And I think that's been a little bit on me in the past where it's like,
yeah,
I just want to make sure. But I think it's partially been time too, because they've been with us for over a year and they know the brand. They know the logos.
They know the lingo.
I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of been a team effort and time and just me letting go of certain things that
there's
I can be
also
like
those little awesome. Things that you've also gave comments on before we're like with our previous team member about how to lay things out, where to put the link.
Yeah.
So she's always been paying attention to that too and seen it. And Amy has for sure. So yeah, just like starting it off with the experience she's already had and
yes.
then just adding to it and doing it. And she seems like she's enjoying it too, which I like.
Yeah. And again, it's hopefully going to be a good gig for her.
Yeah.
When baby's born.
Yeah,
that's sort of a little update. I figured it'd be fun to sort of hear what we're doing because we haven't talked about it in a while. But obviously we've talked a lot of personal stuff, but we're always working on business stuff. So
we always have business
testing,
stuff going
tweaking,
on.
That's one thing that Amy and Emily mention often is they're like, you're always wanting to test, open to testing things and trying things. We're like, yes, we are. Because if we just stay doing the same thing that we're doing, we're just going to stay the same place.
Yeah, it stagnates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, our followers haven't been growing as much as I want them to. But also that's not really been a main goal of mine. Of like, for a while, it was like, I I'm only focused on followers. Like now I'm really just focusing on growing our link clicks. So as long as those are going well, I'm happy.
Yeah. That's a great focus too. We're just going wide now, yeah. Going deep instead of like bringing in something new. We're just going a little wide, going deeper in what we already have, right. And what so we're I'm already like, doing.
Obviously I'm going to be excited when we hit 1 million followers. So, but I always obviously want to grow too. So that's why I'm tweaking, changing, and things behind the scenes, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't.
And we still get feedback from people saying, you know, do you have a course on this yet? You know, as soon as you start teaching people how to do this, and I want to sign up for that. You know, we still have those people that are interested, but we have still some things to learn.
Well, who knows if we're there's a million that. Things you can do.
Totally.
That's the thing. There's a million things you can do. Will we do it?
I don't feel like keeping it simple right now.
If you like to hear it, just listen to the podcast. We may or may not share. No. Next year, we have some fun things planned for the podcast. More business
and we
related.
Have a guest. So. Actually, we have a guest coming up this month. That I've got her on for the 15th. So next week.
Yeah, we're adding in
we're
a guest.
So the following week, we'll have a guest because we're going to have guests on the podcast again, which I know, you know, that's what y'all want. And so we're going to have our first guest in a very long time. And that's going to be
fun.
Super fun. Yeah. It'll be with Nikita.
So lots of fun things coming up.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Envy podcast.
If you love this episode, then please take a moment and give it a 5-star review and share it with your friends.
And if you're not yet following Everything Envy on social media, all the links and our favorite business resources are waiting for you in the show notes for this episode.
Until next time. Have an amazing day.